As we begin this new year, a lot of times we'll see lots of retrospectives on TV, looking at events of the past year, whether they're news events or other events. And I've noticed that this is happening even with our devices. On my phone, it'll show me photos from the past year, making my life look a lot more exciting than it actually is. And your streaming services will even want to catalog all the things that you've watched, all the music that you've listened to. And when we view these retrospectives, we can often look at them in different ways. We can view them with happiness, like, oh, I remember that event, or shock, wow, I can't believe that happened, or amazement, wow, that was pretty cool. And hopefully, we can look back on the events of the year with some thankfulness for things that have happened. But the point is that we all know the importance of looking back and remembering things. Even the secular world recognizes how important memory is, recalling these things. Now, unfortunately, sometimes we can look back on events with a source of regret, questioning whether we handled certain situations correctly, or even worry about certain things, wondering what the repercussions of that event may be for the future. And our mind can get bogged down in these things, in these worries. We can become preoccupied with them. Now, admittedly, some people are going to be more prone to do this than others, depending on your anxiety level. But I think everyone has probably experienced this at some point in their life, really worrying about something and really sitting to ruminate on it. And this is where Mary comes in. We are told that when the shepherds came to visit, Mary reflected on the message that they had given her, and she, or sometimes you'll hear it translated as pondered, all these things in her heart. And we're told in the Gospels that Mary does this a couple of different times. She'll do it again at the presentation. So it shows that the Gospel writers really wanted us to know that Mary did this, that Mary had this reflection. Now, what is this reflecting that Mary is doing? A few years ago, I went on a retreat, and I was given a book by Father Jacques Philippe, who's a very wonderful spiritual writer. I recommend his work to anybody. They're very short, very accessible spiritual works that you can read. I was given one of his books to meditate on, and he had a section, even though it wasn't like the main focus of the book, he had a section where he reflected on this question about what it means for Mary to reflect or to ponder. And he wrote that Mary's reflection is not rumination. Reflection is not rumination. It's not going over things over and over again in your head with lots of anxiety or fear about the future, but rather what Mary was doing was placing the events in her life in the broader context of God's plan for her salvation. And that's really what we are called to do as well, to take the things that we receive and place them in God's plan of salvation. And I think that this is important for us to do because when we step back and when we give these things over to God, it lets us know that God is in control, that God takes the situation, whatever it is in our life, whatever the memory is that we're looking back on, and recognizing that He is the one who we have to place our trust in. And more importantly, when we're in the moment itself, when we're in the present moment, we have to accept that as long as whatever we're doing is not sinful, that we're doing the Lord's will in that particular situation. And we don't need to worry about how it's all going to turn out or if we're doing it right or not. As long as we just trust that the Lord is acting in that particular situation, we can know that we are doing the Lord's will. Another temptation that we often have is we often want to do big or grand things for God. We often want to distract ourselves from maybe the things that we're doing in the moment and think, well, it's not something big. But oftentimes, just those things that are presented to us, just those things that are in front of us, that's what the Lord is calling us to do. That's how the Lord wants us to act. That's how the Lord wants us to reflect on these particular events, is just doing his will in that moment. Now, when we look back on the different events of our life, when we look back on the different memories of our life, and we take them to prayer, when we take them to the Lord, we're probably not going to get a big flash vision of exactly how it fits into God's plan. Mary didn't even receive that. But what we can do is have that sense of trust that whatever we did, whatever we are doing, that the Lord is going to use that event for his greater good in some way or another, even if we can't see it. And even if we won't know it until we receive the beatific vision in heaven, we can have that loving trust that the Lord is doing that work in our life. So today, we celebrate in a very particular way Mary as the Mother of God. And when Mary becomes the Mother of God, she also becomes our mother. All of us by our baptism become adopted sons and daughters of God, which is what St. Paul talks about in our second reading. And as a mother, Mary wants what's best for us. I think sometimes we can treat Mary as kind of a side ornament or a side decoration if we're not careful in the Catholic faith. We can have just a statue to her off to the side, or just maybe add an addendum Hail Mary to something. But that's not how the early church fathers saw Mary. They saw her as this crucial element to our salvation, someone who really wants to intercede for us, someone who is a true model, a true imitator. All of the treasuries of the Catholic Church are contained in her, right? And she's someone we can really look to and see. She's really the person who we need to call on and really use to be able to lead us towards salvation. She's someone that we can't leave out. She's not someone that we can just put off to the side. She's someone who's very, very important. I think that's one of the reasons that the Church really emphasizes this feast today, especially as we begin this new year, putting Mary really at the center as someone we need to really look to as we continue to walk forward on our faith journey. And that's why devotions like the Rosary are so important. Because what the Rosary does, and what other Marian devotions do too, like the Angelus, is they draw us into the mysteries of Christ's life. And so what we need to do is to spend some time pondering them and really see how the mysteries of salvation are playing out in our life. And to tie it back to the point that I was making earlier about reflecting, we need to take those events, and as we pray the Rosary, we can ask the Lord to help us to see exactly how this is working in my life. Or as we pray the Rosary, or as we pray a Marian devotion, pay attention to what is sticking out, what word, what event, and really notice that in our prayer life. Because that's often where the Lord is trying to speak to us. Even if we're not exactly sure, again, how it's totally fitting into our life, the Lord often speaks very quietly and very softly in these mysteries. So it's important for us to bring the events of our life and be able to reflect on them in the light of Christ. And Mary, in a very special way, because she walked with Jesus in such an intimate way as his mother, wants to do the same thing for us. So we should ask for her intercession to be able to help us to be able to see these things. So maybe spend some time today praying a decade of the Rosary, picking a mystery, any mystery that you'd like, to be able to reflect on how you can walk with Mary and walk with the Lord in those mysteries. We have this very beautiful Marian shrine that's just outside of the main church. And maybe I encourage you after Mass, even just to spend some time giving thanks for the Blessed Mother. Maybe spend some time reflecting on how Mary might be speaking to you in some way. After we receive the Eucharist, we have the Lord dwelling within us, just like the Lord dwelt within Mary. We should really take time to give thanks for that. and really see that Mary is the one who's going to help lead us on this faith journey. She wants to help us to live out those graces in a very particular way. So as we begin this new year, let's look to Mary as our model and reflect rather than ruminate or worry about the things in our life. And let's trust in the Lord's plan for our salvation as we walk with the Blessed Mother during this new year and as she leads us to her Son.